Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and wider with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sophia with an F. Welcome back. I took last week off. I was traveling. I am back and I am at WTF Media Studios. Period. The only place to record at their New York location. I've not been to their LA location, but that is also available. And I've heard it's dope. Subscribe. That's the next thing I'm going to say before I jump into the episode is subscribe to this shit, because not only is my YouTube channel fucking incredible just to watch the podcast, but I did an entire vlog on my family trip. All right. And it's inappropriate. I'm going to get demonetized on YouTube. It's out of control. But without further ado, let me introduce my mom and my brother. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Sleuths.
Hey, Sleuths. This is going to be a family episode, I figured. It's like we're ending the holidays. It's about to be New Year's. And we just want kind of like that warm, fuzzy feeling that we as a family are not about to give you under any circumstances. Well, introduce yourself.
Hi, guys. I'm Lucas Franklin. I've been on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Sophia's brother. Yep. Yeah, it's my third time back. I love it. I'm excited.
That's his how he intros everything. It's like when you're in college and you have to do an icebreaker, you like, hey, I'm Lucas Franklin. Not sure if you know Sophia Franklin. I'm her younger brother.
No. No.
But you use me for pussy a little.
No.
Okay. Mom, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Lola. And I'm Sophia and Lucas's mom. And here we are to talk about our crazy
fucking
last
trip.
Few days.
So let's talk about the trip. I don't even know where to start. And Sleuths, you guys know, I mean, you guys have both been on multiple episodes. So Everyone here knows everybody, all right?
Yeah.
Our trip to Buenos Aires, Argentina, we just landed yesterday. It was the trip from hell. Like, no, my mom's already gonna like start screaming. It was the most incredible experience, best trip I've ever been on. The worst, craziest experience of my life. Okay.
I could agree with that.
Did I sum it up pretty well?
Yeah, pretty. You hit the nail on
the best and worst. But it ended on a good note, and that's what matters.
Yeah. If the last day of the trip is incredible, then you can just go and write off everything that happened in the middle. Let's start with how we fought almost every single day.
Yes.
We will get into it on family trips. Mm-hmm. This shit was different.
Different.
Lucas, why do you think it was different?
I honestly want to say that me and Sophia, us quitting nicotine, had some form to do with it, definitely.
They decided that day.
To quit vaping.
Yeah. We had a vape for the first 2 days. It died, and me and Sophia were like, oh, shit.
Yeah. We're in Argentina. Let's take this chance to stop vaping. I think that added to it. I think the biggest factor, there were so many factors, but I think the biggest one is Mom.
Of course. There we go again. This is what happened the entire trip.
It's all
trip.
Her fault. Always
everything,
for everything
was my fault.
No, you A could be going through menopause.
I
not
am.
To give away your age or anything. You
it's
look great.
It's fine.
We quit nicotine. There was someone who was on their period.
Both
of us. And emotions were very, very high because I think the main reason is your relationship with Argentina.
Absolutely.
You were mm-hmm. born there.
Mm-hmm. I was born there. I was yanked from there when I was 15 without having any say, essentially. And
you went to Orem, Utah.
Orem, Utah, of all places.
No.
Imagine leaving.
One of the biggest cities in the world. It was traumatic. And I still kind of put it in a little box and tucked it away. I'm never really think about it too much. But every time I go, something wild happens. And so I'm That's always amazing. On defense, like, what's going to happen this time?
Oh, we know.
Yeah.
We know you're always on defense.
I was so excited to finally show Lucas Argentina because he had never been. Sofia had been twice. So it was, to me, very emotional to have both of my kids, my favorite people. I'm going to start crying again because I'm very emotional.
No. My mom, you start crying.
on the drop of a hat.
When Queen Elizabeth died,
I cried.
My mom started bawling. We're not in London. We're not in England. You don't know her personally.
That's not me, really. So it must be menopause. Yes, I
What else does she cry at, dude? She started crying how many times on the trip?
She literally, we were at dinner one day and we were enjoying,
breakfast.
Yeah, like breakfast, lunch.
Both breakfast and dinner.
We were chilling, drinking, talking, and mom just breaks down out of nowhere. I'm the worst mom ever.
I'm the worst.
Sorry.
We're like, wait, we were just talking about like some shit on Instagram. What do you mean you're the worst mom ever? Where is this shit coming from?
I was not myself on the trip.
Yeah. Which I guess.
What's funny is we were supposed to be there for the holidays, for like the 21st to the 3rd. And someone told me, the final to the World Cup is the 18th of December. So I thought, ooh, what if Argentina just maybe happens to win? How amazing would it be to be there?
Mm-hmm.
The World Cup hadn't even started. And so I changed our flights to be there
three days
early, just in case. And boy, was I right.
Boy, were you right.
That was the craziest. Out of everything that happened on the trip, the biggest highlight, being in Buenos mm-hmm. Aires and like being in the city with the people, watching them win the World Cup on this like TV at a bar with all of the locals was fucking sick.
Amazing.
And how people feel about sports, yes, people are so passionate about basketball, football, whatever in the States. That shit is different. It's like religion.
Wild. Yeah.
It's like, I don't even know how to explain it, but
all our uncles and like everyone in our family like lives and breathes soccer.
Yeah. And mom started crying. But it was just, the whole experience was fucking nuts to be there for that. And that's like, that will be one of my best memories ever. The rest of the trip maybe wasn't so positive, amazing, incredible, something I want to remember forever. It started from the second we got on our airline, which if you watch my upcoming vlog, Avianca Airlines, I'm probably going to have to beep that shit out. Actually, no, I don't want to. I'm going to call you guys out. That airline is fucked. Like, they are insane. But it was more so how they treated us, just straight up lying.
Oh.
Just straight up lying. You can't take electronics. Okay, I had to throw those away. You can't bring in a water bottle. How to throw that away? Straight up.
I had to smuggle my water bottle in my fucking pants.
Since when can you not bring a water bottle onto an airplane or an electronic of any kind?
Yeah.
And they didn't serve anything for free. No, not water. You had to pay on an international flight. You had to buy water, drink.
Well, I guess that's why they
food,
do it.
Food, everything. That's why they don't let you
bring
your own.
Well, the food was fucking crazy. But we get to Argentina, mm-hmm. and just the second we step foot in Argentina, mom, you were wild.
Tensions were high.
I think it's because of everything we just talked about, but also the crime in Argentina.
It's a lot.
Because I live in New York, right? And if you talk to someone in Utah or some shit, they're like, oh, I heard New York is so dangerous. Oh my God, whatever. So I got to Argentina thinking it's something similar. Shit's not similar.
No. Well, you remember what happened our first tour? So we got a tour bus.
So we almost got robbed, actually. Let me throw that out. Lucas doesn't believe it, but it did happen. Do you believe it now?
I mean, I guess.
He's a boy, so really. He was not scared, I guess, at all. But we got a tour bus. I was supposed to stop at like 12 different key places of Buenos Aires. I wanted to show them. So we get on the bus.
Get off on the first stop.
On the first stop.
And never to get back on the bus again. So we are trying to call an Uber. It doesn't work the same way there as it does here. Sometimes they just don't have any available, or the soonest an Uber can get you is like 20 minutes out. So we're standing by the Pink House. Argentina, instead of having a White House for the president like we do here, they have the Pink House, which I think is kind of incredible. And that's what I would do if I became president, is make them paint my house pink. And just kidding, baby blue for fucking Sophia with an F. I'm sorry. I'm learning how to market my brand. Okay, so we are trying to get an Uber. Uber's not happening. We're like, let's get a taxi. There is this sketchy ass motherfucker, super tall guy. He looked like kind of like military, even though he wasn't wearing anything military. And he is talking into
a little mini mic
under his shirt, and like keeps talking into his shirt, is staring at us. So then we're like, okay, let's lose this guy and get him off our track. We like do a few laps. Lo and behold, look behind us. He's still there, staring, like talking into his shirt. We're like, this is fucking scary. We need to get the fuck out.
So we get into the first taxi that stops by, which was the biggest mistake we could have made.
Yes, the biggest mistake. So we jump into the first cab, and right off the bat, the dude driving the taxi, we're like, oh, this is a whole sting operation. Everyone is in on this. And like the guy that was talking under his shirt for sure is what?
Told this taxi to stop and pick us up. Yeah. Because he was right there.
And we get in the taxi. The taxi driver is mumbling underneath his breath, talking into his own little mini mic under his shirt, sitting there counting money. It doesn't even look like a cab inside.
He didn't have an ID like most of the taxis have.
Right. So he starts driving. My mom's like, oh, we're about to get fucking robbed. Mind you, before this situation happened, we have been hearing stories from everyone we've spoken to. You will get robbed. It is so fucking dangerous. Don't speak English. The cab we were in before that was like an official cab. The guy was saying, oh, yeah, it's a little bit dangerous. I've been held at gunpoint 3 times. I've had a knife held up to me twice. And then a guy with a broken beer bottle tried to attack me. Like, so that's the shit that we're hearing. And then this whole situation happened. So fast forward, we're in the taxi. The taxi starts driving. Me and my mom look at each other. Lucas is fucking playing whatever Minecraft on his phone.
I'm thinking he's safe as hell. Goes, he's a guy. Guys don't get scared.
So the car starts driving. So it's like, what the fuck are we supposed to do? So I say, the second the car stops, we need to get the fuck out. I don't care if it's on the freeway. I don't care where. So we hit a red light. My mom throws $1,000.
I said, we need to get out there. And he was like, no.
Yeah, he's like, you're not getting out.
No, we are getting out. I opened the door, gave him 1,000 pesos, not American dollars, and we got out. And
we just, we booked it.
Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salute's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town, and we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salute religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salute knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalude.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salute.
So that was like a little bit jarring. With that said, when you land in a country, and mom took it a little bit overboard, because yes, it is very dangerous, but
it's
Lucas and I would be talking in English, and every 5 seconds, shh, 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 unless you're going to speak in Spanish, don't talk, like, correct?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Dude, at this point in the trip, everyone was talking about how everyone was getting robbed. And I was just like, oh my God, like at this point, I hope it just fucking happens. Like, just like, I hope I get held at gunpoint. So I'll just shut the fuck up, because I was like, mom, you're being dramatic, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's whatever. A fucking crazy thing to say. You said that to mom, and then you said that in front of like our friends there and shit and family. And they were like, what the fuck? But that's how fucking like frustrated we were. Right.
Yeah.
What were you saying? I was on perk or perk this or perk that, or I don't know, but Lucas, this whole
hold on, break time. Break that down, the perk.
Well, I don't even know like how it originated, but like the first few days I like said something about like mom's off the perk or some shit because she was acting so funny. So I was like, mom's like a perk. Yeah. She's like the fucking number one perk advocate in all of Argentina.
Yeah, Lucas,
slinging that shit.
Like, Lucas started saying this shit. So then we just, the whole trip, we were like, damn, she's off the perk. Like,
yeah.
Those perk 30s. Like, just we were saying it every day. And it was so funny to Lucas and I. And we were just, you know how it is when you link up with your brothers and sisters? It's funny as fuck to make fun of your parents together.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not. That's exactly what we're doing.
I do that too.
And there's, I guess, crickets. In mom's defense, we were probably being a little ridiculous.
Like, took it over the top.
Yeah.
So we hit breakfast and mom is fucking pissed. And she's like, you know what this is called, what you guys are doing?
What you're doing to me.
Triangulation.
She hit like her breaking point. Yeah, she like snapped one morning.
And I was like, yo, sorry, what? Triangulation? And she's like, that is when there's 3 people and 2 of them team up together and they bully the other person. I was like, baby girl, I'm gonna look that up and see if that's actually what it is.
Well, if it's not,
there's a lot of definitions for it. But yeah, we were laughing at you. A lot. But it was fun.
It was fun. We actually had a great time. Let's not focus so much. Well, except for Christmas Eve.
Oh,
yeah.
Do we want to talk about Christmas?
I don't even know what, like, what thing to even focus on because of how much crazy shit went down. But I think that might have been the craziest. Mm-hmm. Two guys, the men in Argentina are different. So fucking hot. Way hotter than here, I would say. And very, very forward. And we were exposed to two penises on our trip. Unwarranted, unwanted, and not asked for. Cash. To me, I just laugh that shit off.
No.
Let me explain the story. This gross, disgusting guy is on the couch. We're celebrating Christmas Eve night because that's when they celebrate Christmas in Argentina. And he's all over this chick. And then we're hammered.
We were just like making fun of him. He ended up getting up, walking over to our table.
And then he was on a FaceTime call.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, let me see this fucking FaceTime. Like, you better show me who you're FaceTiming. He shows me the phone. Humongous penis on the FaceTime.
Little penis.
This is how I know we were fucked up, because I'm saying the dick was huge, mom's saying it was a piece of poop, and you're saying it was a micro penis. Yeah. For all we know, it was a wiener dog. Honestly, he probably showed us a wiener dog. No, it was sure a penis.
It was.
So I laugh at it because I apparently am very fucked up in the head and find completely inappropriate shit funny, which I need to work on, I guess. Maybe I'm desensitized because I talk about sex openly. I don't fucking know. But then my mom's like, I want to see. And when my mom saw the penis/piece of poo.
All hell broke loose.
She went fucking
ballistic. Just
lost her mind, screaming at this very nice hotel, one of the nicest hotels in Argentina, Faena. Just screaming, being like, this dude just showed my daughter his penis. All of the staff had to get involved. Everyone having their nice...
No, they got in like a screaming match. Yeah. They were like, get her out. Like, this fucking idiot. The guy
was a dick.
Like,
he wasn't even a guest at the hotel.
The guy was a dick. In Spanish, he was like, get this bitch the fuck out. You're a bitch.
Calling me names. I'm talking to the manager. But the whole staff was horrified at the guy.
Yeah.
We walked out and he got kicked out of the hotel.
But then we all started screaming at each other. So that was the worst Christmas Eve dinner.
Ever.
We got in free history. Dessert, though.
We did get free dessert. And let me explain the reason why we got free dessert is because they were not going to let us have dinner because they were full. And I am very close to someone who is close to Alan Faena, his wife. Okay. Alan Faena created the Buenos Aires Faena Hotel. I'm sure you guys all know Faena Hotel.
He's the owner, yeah.
The one in Miami. Like, every fucking thirsty bitch has taken a picture there, including me. Now they have different owners, whatever. But I reach out to Alan Faena's wife, and I ask her
During their Christmas dinner.
And I'm like, you got to stop everything you're doing. And help us get a reservation at a fucking table because we cannot spend dinner in our hotel room, da-da-da-da-da. And she tries her best. They couldn't really get us a table. So I am very, very embarrassed. And to this particular person who tried to help us, I apologize. And I want to say it on this episode for my drunken behavior. That guy did show us our penis, though. That wasn't made up. Then another penis exposed at the pool. Huge dick. Humongous dick.
He kept trying to like
show us/mom.
He's like, oh, you're turning me on so much. I have never experienced something like that in my entire life.
We're at the swimming pool, y'all.
And he stood up and kind of like, and I just...
Mom tried not to look.
I did not look. It wasn't in a pervy way. He was trying to be...
Yeah, because like, you guys were kind of flirting a little bit.
A little bit, but not... That would never happen in the U.S. Nothing I'm used to.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I did not ask for that. Usually you would expect like a kiss or a makeout.
Something.
And then maybe he could be like, hey, like, do you want to feel me over the pants?
Like.
Because I've had that happen.
He was like half my age. He was a 37. Like.
Okay, let's pretend like that's an issue. So, that was the trip. I'm sure we're leaving out, like, so much shit.
So much.
Part of the reason, though, that you feel so emotional when you go there is, A, you were ripped away from the country when you were 15. B, the last two times that you've tried to go have been horrifying. Okay, let's talk about the time when I got stuck there for, I don't know, 6 months and had to go to middle school in Argentina. That was dope.
Because I was supposed to get a new Argentinian passport, and every time I went to get it renewed, they kept postponing and saying, it's not ready. Finally, after like 2 months, I'm like, dude, what's up? I was wanted by the Interpol, essentially.
So, make that the title of this fucking episode.
Mom is wanted by Interpol. Which is the international police. So that the
world's most wanted people are wanted by the Interpol.
Yeah.
And some dude that was on that fucking list next to Saddam Hussein and I don't know.
Was using my social security number. And the guy said, the only reason why we haven't taken you to prison yet is because we know it's not you because you're a woman and this person is a man.
We were stuck in Argentina for months not knowing why they wouldn't just, like, give her her visa and, like, get her passport renewed.
Not a visa. I was a passport. I mean, I was a resident of the U.S. No, a resident.
A resident.
So I had a green card. I could leave and come back when I wanted to, but I had to fly with an Argentinian passport because you only get it when you're a U.S. citizen, which I wasn't yet.
Okay, well, that's fucking terrifying to be stuck in a country and they're like, yeah, we don't know when you're going to be back.
No.
We have no clue. So, and then to finally tell you that. So then, yeah, I went to middle school there, and all the girls there are lesbian.
They're not. It's just girls are – people are affectionate. I mean, they kiss and they touch a lot more, and they hug. I mean, every time
– I'm fucking around.
But the girls were all over you. They were kissing and hugging you and writing you love letters.
I wasn't used to it because in the U.S., people are pretty cold. In Argentina, they're so affectionate and, like, just touchy. And I was like, damn, these girls really, like, are into me. Or maybe I just, like, felt cool. I don't know, but...
Well, and you are the American kid, so it's always kind of cool, like, the foreigner.
Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's 5 floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. Or a treadmill, for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit apartments.com, the place to find a place. Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind.
That that was the trip. I mean, I'm sure there's so many other things that happened, but we would be here all day. I think those were kind of the highlights. The penis, the robbing, and the World Cup. The World Cup was a fucking highlight.
The incest.
Oh, and getting accused of incest. Yeah. Let's talk about that really quickly. One of our cousins that we're very, very close with. He's Lucas's age. You're super tight with his cousin.
Yeah, I like grew up with him.
Best friend vibe.
Yeah,
cousin.
Definitely. Yeah.
It's that go-to cousin where you're at Thanksgiving, you're like, you want to go smoke weed? All right. And then you come back.
Yeah.
He texts you out of nowhere and says what? Let's put this shit on blast. I don't even care if he's family.
So he texts me.
Lucas be looking good, though. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, whoa.
Okay, read the text.
You're perpetuating the fucking stereotype. Whatever. So he texts me and I run up to the room and I tell Sophia, he's like, I've had a lot of people ask me if you're into your sister. I don't know why, lol, because I don't fucking live there. But I've had people ask me if y'all fucking are you?
For our cousin, who we are so close to, especially Lucas, to ask that question. Also, he's a compulsive liar and likes to start a lot of drama.
Right.
He's always been like that ever since he's a little kid.
But it was shocking that he even would say something like that.
I mean, is it shocking, though?
Chill.
Look at him. Whoa. He is tall. Maybe it's all the fucking incest jokes I make. I literally made a joke like last week about how I'd be down to hook up with you because you're so hot. Oh. But we were talking about the Oedipus complex and all of that shit. It was an obvious joke. But no, for the record, my brother and I are not fucking. You can definitely, you can put that in writing. Put my hand on the Bible, swear to God. That ruined our night for like our cousin like be saying crazy shit.
Yeah.
And then he said that he got the info from this girl. And
yeah, who's like a close friend of mine. So I texted my friend and I was like, hey, when's the last time you talked to so-and-so? And she was like, I haven't talked to him in like weeks. And
so
I was
he just pulled it out of his ass.
He just completely made it up.
Oh, yeah. That's what I told him on the phone when we were bitching about. I was like, do you want to, like, fuck your brother? Like, do you want to fuck someone in your family?
But anyway, it was quite... We have so many stories. I think we could do, like...
A 7-part series. But anyways, that was our Argentina trip.
Wait till they see on the
vlog. Wait till you see the vlog.
You were sharing a bed.
Lucas and I slept in the same
king size bed because they hated me at that moment. Usually Sophia and I might share a bed.
We stay
in the same room the whole time. Like,
I don't even remember falling asleep because that was the night that we fucking got so faded, Christmas Eve night. I kind of wanted to talk about you still kind of being in your 20s in your brain. Would you say mom acts very young for her age? Well, she looks very young.
When I'm with you guys, I feel like I'm a kid.
I know.
Absolutely.
That's, yes.
But when I'm with other people, I don't. But when I can feel left out, just like a kid your age.
Yeah, you feel like you're like...
Oh, okay. I'm not part of the gang.
Right.
And I'll sulk a little bit. Yeah.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe that's what happened in Argentina. You left when you were 15 and then going back, you became your 15-year-old self again. Maybe that's what it is.
Could have been.
I'm sorry. That was some insight that I don't think the best psychiatrist would have, okay?
Maybe not.
But no, you had me at 20, right?
20. 21.
You had 20, Lucas. 20. Okay, and then you had Lucas 11 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So you have never had time to just be like a crazy person.
No.
A kid, really.
Now I have more time.
Now that you're older, you're living out the
kind
from
of.
20 till now years. All the years from your 20s that were lost.
Somewhat, you could say that, yeah.
Okay, what's your New Year's resolution? You're going first.
Probably to stop vaping, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We like stopped vaping the whole trip, 8 days, and then I went on a date with a girl last night. She had a vape. I relapsed.
You relapsed.
So sorry, everybody, to let you down.
That's a great New Year's resolution, though.
It is.
Yeah.
I guess that one will be mine too. I think it'll be that, getting my life together, getting my work in order, getting my business better, growing as a human, more reading books, more this New Year's resolution sounds wild, more journaling, more taking walks. No, I know the way I've been functioning for this past year and probably like the years before that haven't been the healthiest, haven't really been taking care of myself. And I really want to take this new year to be like, let's do the hard shit and start living a healthier life, you know? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, perfect.
Because like, yeah, like I'll vape or whatever. I'll like work completely ridiculous hours that are not healthy for me because that's what's working in the moment. I need to put in the hard work so I can live a healthier life.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I'm 30 and it needs to happen. You know what I mean? Mom, what about you?
Mine, I guess, might need to be I need to start acting my age a little bit more.
No. I actually love that you don't. We love that about you. I think what your New Year's resolution should be, if I could tell you, is
please
chill
on the perks.
Just chill. Yeah, no, you know what? I was about to say I need to start to stop worrying so much. I'm a worrier. I worry about everything before it happens. Yeah. If it happens, if it doesn't,
where you can't even enjoy the moment.
Sometimes, yeah, it can be paralyzing sometimes.
Ooh, what if we all go around and tell each other what their New Year's resolution should be?
Ooh, my advice for you would absolutely be managing your anxiety.
Okay.
And that will solve all your problems.
Okay, well said. Well said. Okay, and for Lucas?
Can you guys give me one other than stop playing video games or something?
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about that.
Stop playing video games? I want you to be more delusional.
More delusional?
Because you're not delusional enough.
What do you mean?
Like you need some of that Donald Trump shit.
Oh yeah, like energy. Shameless.
Shameless.
Yeah.
Like you overthink shit a lot.
Yeah, I just hate like being, I just would never be, I will do anything to not be corny.
Yeah, but you take it too far. You're like, is this corny? You need to care way less because you're not going to make it anywhere, like get anywhere if you're caring about that shit too much.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm super excited for the new year, but let's answer just a couple of our sleut questions. SOS, save our sleuts, questions, stories, advice. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay, first one. I love you and your podcast, but I need help ASAP. My fiance is into the whole hot wife cuckold lifestyle. I finally decided I'm ready to try. We found a guy online in a safe way. I need any tips, tricks, help to prepare me for our first meet. I'm super excited but extremely nervous. Do you know what a cuckold is, Mom? Lucas, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, one of you guys explain it because I don't believe either of you.
Cuckold is like somebody who wants to watch their wife and or husband like get fucked or fuck another person.
Yes, exactly. Very well said.
I mean, I guess if she's down for that, my advice would be
there's really
to make sure that her husband truly, truly is, because he may say he is and then hold it against her.
Oh my God, yeah.
I don't know, because I'm a worrier. That's what I would say.
So you think maybe her husband was just saying that to trick the bitch, to see if she'll go through with it and then like dump her ass? I don't think there's a lot of prep you need to do, honey bunny. You know how to fuck your husband. You'll know how to fuck this guy.
If she wants
I can give you some advice. This will actually really turn your husband on if he's into this, is while you're hooking up with the other guy, like the random dude, is look your husband in the eye while you're getting it.
Jesus.
Wow.
That's intense.
I love talking about this shit with my family. It's so good. It's so fucking good. I think that would be my biggest tip. He's gonna fucking love that. Good luck, girl. Now this is my kind of content right here.
From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers now, playing only in theaters. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, next question. Hey, Slu, there are two girls my fiance grew up with. I've tried to make an effort to be friends with them and make plans with both of them. I don't know if they're just flaky people or if they literally do not want to hang out with me, but those are the vibes I get. How would you deal with this and make it obvious you've had enough of both of their shit? We haven't sent out save the dates or invites yet, but I want to cross them both off our guest list. I'm not sure how my fiance will take this. What would you do? Okay. So her fiance has two girls that he grew up with that are his best friends that really refuse to hang out with.
With his fiance.
Yeah. So the fiance has reached out to the two girls trying to hang out with them, right? Her soon-to-be husband's two girlfriends, and they will not hang out with her, and she, like, wants to fucking cross them off the guest list to the wedding.
I would stop pursuing or trying to hang out with them, but crossing them off the list is kind of up to him.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's on his side of the invite of the list. So I wouldn't cross that boundary necessarily, but I would just drop.
Unless these girls, you have a feeling that like they've fucked or are fucking or they're inappropriate with your soon-to-be husband, then you can like fucking X them out.
That's another story.
89 them, blacklist them from your wedding.
86 them.
86.
Or 69, I think. 69, those are the two.
86, whatever you want to do. Just
combine it under the 89.
Then obviously I think you can be like, they're not on the list. But if you have no reason to think that or believe that, it's like, it's not really up to you. But I get it. Like, if these girls are, like, kind of bitchy or whatever, maybe they just think this guy deserves better, right, than her. And it's her wedding. She doesn't want there to be bad vibes. Yeah. The thing about it is, what I've realized, you cannot have a wedding and make sure there's not one person there that you maybe don't like so much. Mm-hmm. There's going
just to
be.
Don't get married. Just don't do it.
Yeah, you can't get married. Sorry, girl.
Just kidding.
Sorry, girl. Go elope somewhere. Just go to a courthouse. Do it that way. But there will be someone at your wedding that you don't happen to love. Okay, last question. Here we go. I hooked up with this guy 2 times and neither time has he came. And I know I shouldn't feel insecure because he's actively trying to see me again, but like I do feel insecure because he's older and I know he has more experience than me. What do I do or just make me feel better about it? LMAO, I love you so much.
I feel like I have the best.
You take it away. You're the one with the penis.
This has happened to me a few times and I know girls get really insecure when you don't finish, like during a sex or like during having sex, whatever. And I think, like, the best advice is to just keep going out with him. And if, obviously, like, 2 times, I know for me, like the first few times I hook up with a girl, I'll like make sure I don't come. You know what I mean? So like,
what?
They think I have, you know, like just, I don't want, like that's like a, that means like they're winning in my mind. I just don't want them to get that.
But you eventually come, right? Or you just straight up don't at all?
Ooh. I mean, it depends, but like I'll definitely try to not. Just because I don't want them to get that satisfaction out of me the first time.
Wait, that is a very interesting perspective. I've never fucking heard that.
And there's no, it's definitely not because he's like not into you or anything. If he's getting hard and you guys are having good sex, like it's not your fault. Don't like,
wow.
Take it easy. You're
good. Wow, that begs a question though then. If he's not getting hard, does it mean he's not into her?
No, she didn't say anything about him getting hard. He's just not coming. Mm. Ejaculating.
Yeah, no, that has nothing to do with you, girlfriend. You're good. Just keep going. No, out.
He's just trying to fucking let you know.
Play mind games.
Play the game.
Like I've never heard.
You bitch, you're not hot enough to make me come. That's some fucked up shit. I'm kind of here for it. Oof. But I don't even I don't think girls think of it that way. No, oh, obviously yeah. They do, and it works. But let me tell you this, Lucas. I'm gonna give you a little bit of advice. Is if you continue doing that, she's going to think there's something wrong with your penis and it's broken, and then she's going to be out.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely like a healthy medium.
I think the best thing to do is you should just try to not come for as long as possible, but I think you should end up coming. But yeah, just show that like you don't have to bust a nut in your pants.
Right.
But you can ejaculate however you want. It's your life, not mine. Yeah, girl, I would continue seeing him. I think once you've hung out 5 or 6 times and he still hasn't,
that's getting a little ridiculous.
You need to have a conversation with him.
Right.
Don't just peace out. Have a conversation with him because I was in a very similar situation where I dated a dude and we would have sex for, and this is no exaggeration, minimum 2 hours every single time. Minimum. And I got to a point, I one time fell asleep while we were fucking, one time he fell asleep while we were having sex, and I couldn't deal with it anymore. I started to avoid him. I brought it up, and he was like, oh, I thought that's, like, what you wanted. Because usually girls tell me, like, okay, like, it's time for you to come.
Okay.
Are girls supposed to announce, like, is that the thing? Are they supposed to say, okay, I came now, it's time for you to get your nut? You're allowed to come now, sir?
No. But I mean, I've had that said to me and it's hot.
When a girl says, I want you to come.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously that, but like.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's everything in the moment. It's like how you feel about it in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because also if you say, I want you to come and.
Yeah. And if they don't, then that's and a red they, flag.
Yeah. And they're not ready to come, then they're going to like their penis is going to go whoop and they're going to lose their boner.
I think with time. Sex gets better with a person anyway.
Yeah.
Sometimes at first it can be uncomfortable and weird. And
yeah, true. Yeah,
if you hang long enough because you like the person long, you know, you guys can both sort of figure out what to do, what makes you tick, you know.
Yeah.
Get closer.
Yeah. Mom over here has never had a one-night stand, which is crazy to me. Crazy. A little modest. Okay, well, thank you so much, you guys. That was a very, very interesting episode.
It was.
I don't know what we really talked about or if anything made sense, but I had a good time.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that matters.
That's right.
If I'm having fun and you guys are having fun, then we're good. We're golden.
We're having fun. We're not fighting.
We're not fighting. And that is a Christmas miracle. And that is just sending us into a gorgeous new year. Where apparently I have a lot of shit to work on. Amazing. I'll get started right now. Okay, sleuths. We are back to our regularly scheduled programming. Okay, there will be no more weeks taken off. I mean, unless I get super sick or something. But I am back. And thank you guys for being with me for another year. I can't believe it's been 2 years, I think, doing this podcast. Crazy. I love you guys so much. It gives me so much encouragement going into the next year. And I will see you guys in 2023 for the biggest year of Sophia the Neff. I think 2023 is going to be the biggest fucking year. It's going to be big, and yes, you'll see exactly what I mean very soon. Where can they find you guys?
I'm sure you guys maybe know my tag. It's lucas.franklin1 at the end.
So lucas.franklin and the number one. That's where you can find you on Instagram.
Yeah.
Mom?
Lola Franco 3, just the number 3. So Lola F-R-A-N-C-O 3.
Okay, Lola Franco and the number 3 on Instagram and on OnlyFans. Okay, guys. I love you guys. 2023 is going to be our year. It's going to be the biggest fucking year for Sophia the Neff. I know that. And there will be a little surprise next week.
Happy 2023, Sluts.
Woo! Talk to you guys next week.
Bye, Sluts.